Hebrews tonight.
Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for putting us in the race. God, thank you for saving us and giving us a direction to go. Thank you for leading us and guiding us. And Lord, thank you for victory over sin, that it doesn't have to slow us down. Lord, I pray that as we look at this passage tonight, that we would be encouraged by what you have for us. God, Lord, help us to make personal application to this one thought here tonight. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. You know, many a author or many a person has painted what they feel like through words of what heaven looks like. And they'll take some of the Bible and they'll take it and then they add what makes us feel good. A banister, if you will, in heaven with our loved ones and friends looking over. Say, isn't that what that verse is talking about? I don't think exactly what that verse is talking about is that, but I do think this. Here, hold on. I've told you Pastor Seatman yells at me if I open up a drink and don't take a sip. So, he's strict. Where is he? Is he out there? Is he outside? Yeah, he's out there. But I do think there are some examples in the scriptures that help us run. Now, I'm going to do my best. I told you this morning it was a little more serious, a little more sober. Tonight, it's going to be a little lighter of a spirit here. But an important truth, nonetheless. I'm going to do my best to try and exemplify this to you here tonight. I'm going to need a couple guys to just help me real quick. Jacob, Benjamin, I need you, hold on, to carefully move our pulpit. Don't help spilling stuff. Can you move it and put it right about here? Can you do that? All right, good. Back and around, I think it was, what does my note say? Don't trip on the cord. Thank you. And that is why we have teenagers. Thank you. You can go sit down. I appreciate that. Back in about 500 BC, a Greek soldier was given the message to take back to Athens. Legend states that he was sent from the battlefield of Marathon to Athens to announce that the Persians have been defeated in the Battle of Marathon, in which he just fought. It is said that he ran the entire distance without stopping and burst into the assembly and exclaimed, "We have won." A marathon is 26.22 miles. Anybody ever run a full marathon in a real race? Not like, well, one day I ran 6 miles, and then the next day I ran some more miles. Anybody run a full marathon here? Anybody? Any marathon runners? Nate, anybody out there raising their hand? Clyde, did you run a marathon? No? All right. Sheila's got her hand up. Good. I have never run a marathon by choice, on purpose. Don't have a desire to run a marathon. I did a half marathon, and then if you notice, my gym bag is, it's tennis. That's what I do. And But I brought some of my running stuff. And those are my running shoes, and I'm going to put those on in a second. You say, how are you going to do that? I'm going to go right over my shirt and tie, so you don't have to worry about nothing. And we'll see how this works. I tried it out in the bedroom. It didn't go well.
But, okay. Hold on.
That, I thought was going to be a problem. Hold on. We got it.
Oh, no. Say, how many times have you practiced this? All right. Let's see if this works like that.
All right, can you hear me? Are we on still? All right, good. Okay. And these shoes are quite uncomfortable. So I'm going to switch out into my gym shoes here. My generation before me used to call them tennis shoes. I call them sneakers. Running is a unique activity in that it requires patience. Patience. Oftentimes we get ahead of ourselves. Sometimes when I used to participate in races, you would see the people that were unprepared. Say, how'd you know they were unprepared? Well, they would take off like a shot, and in about, maybe a half a mile, they were stopped. And it tells me that they didn't practice much. They started off fast, and then they couldn't sustain that speed. And although they got out in front quick, they usually finished behind a steady pace. And in our life, sometimes we start our Christianity, God puts us in a race. You know, the world record for a marathon, listen to this, world record, men's, we'll start with the ladies, I guess, ladies' world record, 2 hours, 14 minutes. Ran 26 miles in 2 hours. I can't drive 26 miles in 2 hours and 14, yeah, I guess I can. But that's quick. That was October 2019. Her name I could not repeat. She was from Kenya. Men's world record, 2 hours, 1 minute, 39 seconds. 2018 Berlin Marathon. A race like that takes effort and commitment, and that's what our life is. Our life is not a sprint. It's a marathon. But as we look around, we are not the only ones in this race. We are not the only ones who have ever run in this race. No, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. There's some that have run before us. And he reminds us, he says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So tonight, for a few moments, we're going to try and illustrate our race and some things we might encounter along our race. We are excellent. I dare say professional. Runners? No. Excuse makers. Anybody go for a run today? It's about as perfect as it's going to get weather-wise. No. Way off in the distance, I saw a cloud. Looked like rain. Could have been. The breeze out of the... I don't like to run in... It's the Lord's Day. I don't run on the Lord's Day. And we are so good at making excuses of why we can't. And a lot of times in our life, we do the exact same thing in our Christian life. We're in our race and we're running, and we are looking for excuse after excuse. And God has given us some people that have experienced things in maybe the same category to help us keep running. If you run at all, it's... Well, at the beginning, it's not fun. It's difficult. Unless you're a natural athlete or you do something else, you're sore. But if I can encourage you, if you hear only one thought tonight, and this is the thought, don't quit running. Don't stop. So here we are. Here we are, and we're gonna be running. I don't know, we'll start over here.
I have my watch on, so just to log the steps. And we're running, we're going. And then get a little tired. Thankfully, we have our water station. Oh, man. And in our race, we come across friends and family that try to discourage us. Say, what kind of friend? How many of you, when you first got saved, they tried to discourage you from keep running? Absolutely. And a lot of times people will stop running for that, but we have a friend here. We have a cloud of witnesses. We have somebody sitting next to us that has experienced the same thing. See, he wanted to do right, but his brother gave him a real hard time. What was your name again? Abel, yes, I remember Abel. But yet, the Lord used him to encourage us to keep running. Even in the midst of adversity from family and friends, say, it didn't work out too good for Abel. That's where we're wrong. Abel finished well. See, we look at it and go, I don't want Abel's life. No. We do want Abel's life. Because he didn't not do right because of the distractions and the difficulties of his brother. So, well, there goes that excuse. So we're going to go running again. We're going to do another lap. I'm going to come over here. Little five's on the way. Come on. Thank you. All right, we're coming over here. We're coming back and I'm going to look at my notes. And oh, yes. Okay. And so many times, I'm going to just do one more lap because I'm feeling good. All right, here we go. I'm going around. I'm coming up in here. And I'm coming up. And I'm going to sit down for a second. It's getting a little warm. And quite honestly, I don't like it. I don't like running. It doesn't make me feel like how I wanted to feel. Oh, hi. How are you? You lived in a hard time too? I live in a hard time. Did you stop running? You didn't stop running. You had a testimony that you pleased God. What was your name again? Enoch. Yeah, see, Enoch. Enoch kept running. Even though all around him, he was in a difficult time, so much so that we're told in the later on in the New Testament, in the book of Jude, that he was a preacher of righteousness. You know what the Bible says? You know what we say? We say, I want to live for myself. I want to do what I want to do. But yet, Enoch, the Bible says, pleased God. He maintained a testimony. He wasn't. And here's our distractions. Number one, we'll get discouraged by our family. Number two, we'll get so self-focused. What do I want? Hey, why don't you forget what you want and just keep running because of the testimony that pleases God? So, we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. So, there goes that excuse. Keep running. Keep going. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. Keep going. Slow down a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I'm going to keep going. Until I look around. And there's no one else running with me. All alone. Nobody cares. I'm the last one. Oh, hi. How are you? Nice weather, isn't it? You were all alone? You kept going? How long? 120 years? Oh. What's your name? Noah? Oh. Oftentimes we say, well, it's just me. I'm all by myself. Nobody, Nobody's around. Noah was by himself. And yet, I don't know if the Lord will preserve part of his body. I'd like to see his hands. Wielding a hammer for 120 years. So how do you know? He was a preacher for 120 years. That's how long it took to build a boat. And yet he kept going, even though he was all alone. He had his couple sons. He's really the only person that could say everybody else is doing it, because it was true. But yet Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And a lot of times we'll be in our race and we'll get discouraged. No one likes me. And Abel says, no, keep running. Oh, well, I don't feel like running. Hey, keep running, says Enoch. Don't be so self-focused. Live a testimony that pleases God. No one listens to me. I feel all alone. And Noah says, get your shoes back on. Get running. So, we're going to keep going. I'm only going to do one lap this time because I'm starting to get sweaty. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to stop again. Because sometimes in our race, we get discouraged. We have doubts. Am I the only one that's ever doubted the Lord? Oh. Hello. Have you ever gotten discouraged? You have? You ever feel like God's not working on your time schedule? You have? What happened? You laughed. What's your name? Sarah. You had a son? Oh, that's nice. You look a little old. 90. She was 90. God's not working on your time schedule? She had to name her son Laughter just to remind her of when she doubted. She kept going. All too often we get discouraged or have doubts and we think, I'm out. Does God not see what's going on here? So we keep going. We don't let discouragement and doubt stop us from running our race. So we keep running. We're going to keep going. Okay, here we go. We're going to go. We go. And then here we are, 21, not married. God's forgotten about us completely. I'm an old maid. 21. All my friends got somebody. 22. 24. Man. Relationships take us out of the race sometimes. You know, I'm gonna put the race on the side for a few moments. Because I need to go find a spouse. The people that do that pick the wrong person. You'll have a life of misery. If you can make it to the end, God brought you somebody? You didn't quit on the Lord? How old were you when you got married? 40? 40? That's old. I was old to get married. My pastor's older than that, but 40. I don't want to get married when I'm 40. What's your name? Isaac. Oh, I heard about you. Yeah, sorry. You kept going though, huh? See, relationships will take us out of the race. Why don't you let God bring you the right person? That's what the Lord did. It'd be better to be alone than 38 waiting for God's right person than to hold hands with the wrong one. Don't get out of the race over a relationship. All right. Well, all right. Feeling rejuvenated. Here I am. Feeling good. Not even drinking water. All right. Hold on. I got to turn my page. I'll bring it with me. Okay. Here we go. All right. So, okay. Yep. Now we're going. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Okay. I'm going to sit. Because doing right is difficult. And that's what God demands. And I am tired of... I'm tired of doing right. It doesn't work out good for me. Hi. How are you? You were in a race too. Oh, good. Did you do right? You did. Of course you did. Everyone always does right. Did it go? I'm sure it was easy. Not like my life. See, I've got it tough. You probably had it easy. Prison? You did right and went to prison? What did you? Falsely accused? Oh. Forgot about you? I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know. I wasn't part of that. Joseph? You said your name was Joseph. And you did right? Second to Pharaoh, huh? All that fame? You still did right. At our highest and our lowest, we ought to do right. There's never excuse to do wrong. So we keep running. We don't quit because there's a cloud of witnesses that have gone on before that have been through similar things. See, we read these stories and go, that's not me. I'm not Joseph. I don't have a... But we're right in the same passage. This is us. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, God has given us some examples in our life. We have people like Abel and Enoch and Noah and Sarah and Isaac and Joseph, who in the midst of temptation, Joseph did that which was right. He behaved himself wisely in every situation, whether in prison or with power. Didn't matter. He kept going. Even in his death, he said, don't leave my bones here. I do not belong here. So, I'm going to keep going. Keep going. Getting my steps in. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I'm just going to stop for a second. Because I had a rough start. I didn't grow up in a Christian home, like everybody around me. Didn't have all the amenities. You had a rough start? Your mom gave you away. That's tough. Grew up in the world. Killed. What's your name? Moses. And we'll use our past as an excuse of why we can't. You don't know where I came from. Moses. Well, we know where Moses came from. Not brought up in a Christian home. He was raised in Pharaoh's house. If there was a picture of the world, it would have been Moses. And then we bring up our limitations. I don't speak well in front of others. That's what Moses' excuse was. And yet never do we see his brother Aaron talking for him. I have nothing to offer the Lord, we may say.
And the Lord responded to Moses, "What's that in your hand?" What did God do with what was in Moses' hand? He delivered a nation. What's in your hand? What's in my hand? We ought not to stop running. We ought to stand for what's right, even though we had a rough start. Maybe it didn't start off ideal. But we keep going. So we're going to keep fighting. Keep running. Keep going. Here we go. Five on the way by. Come on. Let's go. Waking up. There we are. Here we go. Whew. Lord, you got me running into something that is much bigger than me. I'm going to sit down over here because I'm scared of that. I'm not running over there. They'll kill me. It'll eat me alive. That's bigger than me. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to look over there. There's someone sitting over there, isn't there? Yep. Yep. He's probably been where I'm at, huh? Yep. What's his name? Joshua? Oh, yep, Joshua. He's got a buddy? What's his name? Gideon? Oh. Did they quit? Overcame great odds? But I don't have that. God, you're my strength. And how many times have we stopped and sat down and quit running because the obstacle in front of us was much larger than us? Remember Gideon? Gideon took out a nation with 300, never touching anybody with the sword. Remember Joshua marched around the city of Jericho, blew trumpets on that seventh day, and the walls came tumbling down. We're delivered the promised land, even in the midst of giants. We may say the battles seem too big or I am too small, but my God is not. So, I'm going to keep on running. Keep going. Even though there's big things out there, even though I'm getting tired, getting old, my back hurts, my legs hurt, mouth is dry, not even sweating anymore, I'm so hot, it's so tough. And then there's my past. Oh man. Oh, how could the Lord even use someone like me? Oh Lord, I remember who I am. That's right. I'm no good. I'm done. You don't use people like me. Oh. I'm exhausted, and I'm a mess. You were a mess when the Lord found you. Yeah, but I've sinned. You sinned? God cleaned you up? What's your name? Is that really your last name? Rahab the harlot? That's an awful last name. Oh, that's what you were. Ooh. Sorry. Line of David. Have you disqualified yourself from the work of God? Because of your past? If you knew, God knows. There's no excuse to stop running.
You may get discouraged. Your past may even haunt you a bit. But don't quit. You may be up against a battle far too large. But remember Joshua and Gideon. And don't quit. Keep running. Don't stop running. Run with patience. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says, "Wherefore seeing we also are, I'm going to try and read that right the first time. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, to be an example and an encouragement to us to keep going." No one likes running. If someone tells you that they're running and they enjoy it, they're lying. Or they're just in a lot better shape than you and I. In a couple weeks, we're going to be reminded why we don't run. Pastor Russo's 5K. I want to show you one last verse, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Appreciate your patience with this, but I hope it illustrated something that would be helpful to you. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. By God's grace, I pray that we not quit." To finish your course, it'd be a shame to sit out and miss out on all God's blessings and all that He wants to do with you, regardless of your past, regardless of what's in front of you, regardless of the discouragement, regardless of the doubts, regardless of being alone. Keep going. Let's have our youth choir come up tonight.